This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with the story of Sergeant J.P. Hewling, a Marine from Ohio. He died this month in Afghanistan. It wasn't a roadside bomb or Taliban sniper that killed him. Sergeant Hewling was shot by an Afghan soldier, a man named Zabitullah, Sergeant Zabitullah. Hewling is one of nearly two dozen U.S. and coalition troops killed by their Afghan partners this year alone. NPR's Tom Bowman is reporting from Afghanistan, and today he tells the story of these two men and how it came to pass that one killed the other.
It was a grim coincidence that brought these two sergeants together on a Sunday afternoon in a mud wall compound along a desolate stretch of road in southwest Afghanistan. Sergeant Hewling wasn't even supposed to be there. He was scheduled to leave his base in Southern California in the fall, but he was called up early. Half a world away, Sergeant Zabitullah had just visited his family. They lived near Kabul. Both men were married in their 20s. Both drifted away from school and joined the military. Sergeant Hewling took culinary courses at a community college. Sergeant Zabitullah made it to the ninth grade and left his family farm for the Afghan army.
Pretty much he was a good sergeant, and even we were not suspicious of him.
That's Sergeant Zabitullah's battalion commander, Colonel Nauruz, speaking through an interpreter.
He was a great man. He used to work shoulder by shoulder with Marines.
Marines like Sergeant Hewling, who his friends say joined the bomb disposal unit because he wanted to make a difference.
Those closest to him characterize him as honest, as a stand-up guy.
Major General Mark Erganis, he commands all Marines in Helmand.
He loved his wife dearly because he talked about her all the time.
So far, no one has a clear answer why Sergeant Zabitullah turned his AK-47 on Sergeant Hewling. Sergeant Zabitullah was quickly shot dead by the Americans. An investigation by Afghans and Marines is underway. What is certain is that these killings are on the rise. Last year, 35 U.S. and NATO forces were killed by Afghans wearing army or police uniforms. This year, 22 American and coalition troops have been killed, and it's only May. Three of them were killed in the last week alone.
The threat within right now is worrying me.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Michael Staskel. He commands Marines in central Helmand province.
And the Marines, they know what the threat is. It's not so much outside. There could be a threat on the inside.
An inside threat. Staskel knows that more than most. One of his Marines was killed earlier this year by a man wearing an Afghan army uniform. So American troops are taking precautions. Some are secretly wearing light armored vests under their uniforms whenever they meet with Afghan soldiers or police at their camps. Now, whenever Afghans and American troops get together, one American is dubbed the Guardian Angel, M4 assault rifle at the ready. For their part, the Afghan officers carefully question their soldiers and police when they return from leave. That's when officials fear they may have been persuaded to support the Taliban. Colonel Staskel says his gut tells him that about half the coalition deaths are from Taliban infiltrators.
There is a threat of infiltration out there, and the enemy of Afghanistan have even publicly said we need to get into the ANSAF and try to stir up the mess.
ANSAF being the Afghan security forces. But a recent Pentagon report says most of those troops killed were not the result of Taliban penetrating Afghan security forces. Instead, the report says, the majority are just personal disputes that get out of hand. That may explain the circumstances surrounding Sergeant Hewling's death. The head of the Afghan military in Helmand province, General Muhammad Ali Sujai, thinks there may have been angry words between the two sergeants.
Some sort of argument may have happened, so this case or incident was not totally clear to none of the side.
This is what Afghan officials say happened that day. The Afghans were searching inside a compound while the Marines set up security outside. Then Sergeant Zabitullah stepped out of the compound and walked toward Sergeant Hewling, who was down on one knee.
Marine called him and told him that, hey, don't step out. Maybe you'll probably get shot by the enemy. Marine called him or yelled at him like two or three times.
Suddenly, the Afghan sergeant turned and shot Sergeant Hewling. He later died in an American hospital. Afterwards, the Afghans found Sergeant Zabitullah's journal. It included his father's phone number. An Afghan soldier called him, again, Colonel Nauruz.
He said that my son was a bright man. There was no connection between him and the Taliban, and he even didn't accept that accident happened.
Sergeant Zabitullah's body was returned to his family. His colonel admits they may never know the truth about why he killed Sergeant Hewling.
Since he's dead, I cannot do some interrogation.
Sergeant Hewling's funeral was held in his small Ohio town on what would have been his 26th birthday. He was awarded a Purple Heart, and General Gurganis is writing a letter to his wife, Priscilla.
It's really to offer sincere condolences and to let her know that we still share in Sergeant Hewling's, in the grief of this tragedy. My guarantee to her is we won't forget him.
General Gurganis and others here say the Afghan commanders also share in the grief and are heartbroken by what happened. But for many American troops here, there's only growing wariness about their Afghan partners. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.